Good morning. We're planning on building a pergola in our garden and we need some paving.
How much do you need?
It's 5 by 6 meters, so I reckon 30 square meters.
Go over there and see if there's anything you fancy.
Could you please come with us? If we like something, we would like to find out more about the paving, like its specifications and durability. And some more questions will certainly occur to us later on.
I don't have the time. Go there and then come back to tell me if you've picked anything.
You have a very interesting approach to your customers.
You know what? Okay, I'm coming with you. But keep those remarks about my approach to yourself, will you? I'm trying to do my best.
Well, it's of course up to you how you approach your customers. We all have our business practices in order to achieve the best sales we can.
I haven't asked you for training.
And I'm not offering you any. Although you could really do with some badly, I can tell you.
Why do you think so?
Well, I advise entrepreneurs on how to avoid problems and crises. And once they get into one, I help them to get out of it. And now that I've been with you for a bit, I see you're making one mistake after another. But my brain is getting a day off today, and I only intend to switch it on when selecting the paving, and then at dinner, when my wife and I will be poring over a menu.
Aha! I'm the owner here, and you could come in handy to me. But it doesn't matter now. My company is in ruins anyway.
I worked that out as soon as we drove into your yard.
How can you tell?
Even an inexperienced eye can see it at first sight. I asked the man wearing an overall driving that old forklift where I could park. He replied just like you. He said, "Wherever you like, for all I care, just get out of my way."
That's no surprise. He, just like all the other employees here, get their wages on a very irregular basis. He would have coped, but his wife is pressurizing him and doesn't even want to give him money for a couple of beers. That's why he's so grumpy. And besides that, he's a good bloke. He would never betray me.
Another signal is that old battered forklift. How long have you had it?
17 years now.
You could have earned the money for a newer machine. I quite like these tiles, and my wife also seems to agree. Do you have 30 square meters of them?
I'm sorry, I don't. All of the tiles you can see around here are on clearance sales.
I see. That means we'll probably be leaving empty-handed. That's another sign that your company is in crisis. I have noticed quite a lot of these signs in just a couple of minutes without even looking at your accounts. There's an impolite, bad-tempered company owner, an upset employee, litter in front of your shop, dilapidated equipment and hardly anything to buy.
If you only knew about some of the other circumstances behind my business.
I'd like to talk to you some more, but my wife is waving at me. What's more, I didn't intend to work today, as I've already said.
I see. But you obviously know what you're talking about. Could we meet up next week? The sooner the better. Without any help, my business will go bankrupt.
If you promise to tell me openly about your problems and don't hold anything back, we can arrange a date on Tuesday. I'll shift a couple of meetings and I'll stop by in the morning on my way from home. I live nearby, so I pass by almost every day.
That would be great. You've already picked up my mood. I hope it will last at least over the weekend. I've had a terrible year.
I can see that. Even the little I've seen so far suggests a total business disaster. See you on Tuesday, then. Goodbye.